אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Matt. We'll start with the headlines in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Some very sad news to start with. Federal Parliamentary Friends of Israel Chair Deborah O'Neill, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns have joined a chorus of tributes to Jewish communal stalwart Jeremy Jones, who passed away last Wednesday after a battle with cancer at the age of 64. Jones was the Director of International and Community Affairs at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, a former Executive Council of Australian Jewry President and life member, a former Deputy of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, a veteran of interfaith affairs and a world-renowned expert on anti-Semitism. He helped to obtain Australian visas for Soviet Jews in the 1990s, was one of a handful of Jews and the only one wearing a kippah at the infamous Durban Conference Against Racism in 2001, and in 2002 prosecuted a landmark successful court case against Holocaust denier Frederick Tobin. His work in promoting intercommunal harmony was officially acknowledged in 2007 with the Australian Human Rights Medal, and again in 2016 with New South Wales's most prestigious honour, the Stepan Kerkersian AO Medal for Community Harmony. Jones was also a member of the Order of Australia, and he was involved in the drafting of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance Working Definition of Anti-Semitism. In a Senate speech last Thursday, Senator O'Neill called Jones a righteous man who was a faithful servant to his Jewish community here in Australia for more than four decades and a lifelong friend of Israel. Jeremy, she said, also brought to all of his affairs a deep sense of humility, virtue, and the inalienable rights of people. A motion recognising his contribution was due to be moved in the New South Wales Legislative Council on Wednesday night. Dreyfus said Jeremy devoted his life to the Australian Jewish community and to fighting anti-Semitism and racism, while Min said his efforts have had a tangible and lasting impact on community cohesion in New South Wales, Australia and globally. There were also tributes, many tributes flowed in since, including from former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, former Labor Minister Mike Kelly, of course, Member for McNamara Josh Burns and Member for Barara Julian Lisa, who are both Jewish and knew Jeremy very, very closely. And there was tributes from New South Wales Legislative Council Member Susan Carter. In his eulogy delivered at the Sydney Chevra Kedisha last Friday, Rabbi Shua Solomon of Bondi Mizrahi Synagogue spoke of how Jones gave so much to the people around him, as well as appreciating the small, beautiful things in life that most of us just seem to pass by, whether it was his consistent fight against anti-Semitism, the ability to take such amazing pictures that he would then share with everyone on social media, or his consistent support of his beloved South Sydney Rabbitohs NRL team. Jeremy was able to commit himself wholeheartedly with such dedication and discipline to so many things in life, Rabbi Solomon said. Even right up until a couple of months ago, when it was no longer possible for him, he maintained his daily early morning walks. He was even an Australia Day ambassador at the beginning of this year in two different places and travelled to Melbourne just a few months ago to speak at the Limud Festival. He added Jeremy's love and commitment to his family as a brother, son, husband and father was deep and genuine. And also the Australian Union of Jewish Students passed a motion at their AJM on Sunday recognising Jones, who was a student politician in his uni days, as an honorary life member for his contributions to Orgers and the community. And there's many, many more tributes, and we've been able to publish most of them on an additional page in this week's Jewish News.
Jeremy Jones, who passed away last week at the age of 64, We already published a story about him on last week's program, so if you missed that, you can hear it on our SBS website. Shane, let's hear some other stories. Tell us about the anti-Semitic remarks coming from the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and the government's response.
The Australian government has slammed Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas for his recent anti-Semitic remarks about Jews and urged him to apologize. Speaking at a recent meeting of his ruling Fatah Party's Revolutionary Council, Abbas, who is in his 18th year of his four-year term, denied that anti-Semitism had anything to do with the Holocaust. Abbas claimed it was clearly explained that the Europeans fought the Jews because of their social role and not their religion. He went even further. He said even Hitler said he fought the Jews because they were dealing with usury. And Abbas also claimed that European Jews are not Semites, referring to a discredited theory that Ashkenazi Jews are descended from Central Asian Khazars. Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong said the Albanese government strongly condemned the offensive remarks, including distorting the truth of the Holocaust. She said, "We urge Mr. Abbas to issue an apology. The Albanese government will always fight against anti-Semitism." Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Birmingham joined in the criticism of Abbas. He said, "We condemn Palestinian President Abbas's abhorrent and anti-Semitic remarks as other countries in the Middle East move towards normalization of relations with Israel. Mr. Abbas's comments seek to stoke hatred and undermine peace." And Zionism Federation of Australian President Jeremy Liebler welcomed a very strong bipartisan condemnation of Abbas, but said he was concerned that Abbas's comments reflect what is being taught in Palestinian schools and repeated in Palestinian media. Liebler said condemning anti-Semitic remarks is important, but it is also important that Australia also holds the Palestinian Authority accountable for its other anti-Semitic actions. And Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim also welcomed the strong statements of condemnation by the government and the opposition. He said Abbas made similar comments in 2018, and last year he accused Israel of committing 50 Holocausts against Palestinians. And in 1984, Wertheim said Abbas published a book in which he condemned the Holocaust, but also cited historians who disputed the widely accepted death toll of as many as 6 million Jews. So he said Abbas's descent into racism has again highlighted that it is well past time to hold the Palestinian leadership accountable for the failure of the peace process.
Some comments there made by Mahmoud Abbas and the Australian government respond. You can read the full story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, let's talk now about some positive events and a very special occasion in Sydney, together with the Premier and the Governor of New South Wales.
In Sydney, there was a very, very special occasion last week. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and the Governor of New South Wales, Margaret Beasley, joined communal leaders, rabbis, congregants and guests at Emmanuel Synagogue last week for the rededication of the Shul's Heritage Sanctuary. The beautiful restored building, which features a new wraparound balcony, skylights and reoriented seats for better viewing of the services, was completed just hours before it was officially opened. The evening began with the sounding of the shofar and an indigenous smoking ceremony before guests moved inside. Min said in his address, "Friends, this synagogue and its 85 years of history shares a proud story as a place of worship, but also as a place of community and a place to celebrate and mourn, a place to grow and to educate children, and a place for women to be empowered increasingly, and a place to progress social justice causes." He said the rabbi in his invitation reminded me that while the synagogue was being opened in 1938, on the other side of the world, we know that the horrors were being committed against Jewish people in their synagogues, with many of them being the synagogues being destroyed or burnt. "It's something to reflect on," he said, "that these synagogues had the potential to be beloved sanctuaries like this one is today, with a proud, storied past, but they were destroyed by hate. Against this background," he said, "it's a great source of pride to all of us that this synagogue has not only survived, but blossomed into Australia's largest congregation of over 4,000 members. So I congratulate you, he said, on the rededication, on 85 years of history, and I look forward to the next 85 years. And Rabbi Jeffrey Cummins led the proceedings with Minister for Multiculturalism, Steve Camper. And other guests included former Labour frontbencher Walt Secord and Israeli ambassador to Australia, Amir Maimon.
Wonderful. And staying on positive notes, anything special of Rosh Hashanah on this week's edition?
Well, just on Rosh Hashanah and this week's Jewish news, we've got a special annual Rosh Hashanah greetings magazine. There's lots of interesting stories in that and some lovely words about the festival. And in actual newspaper on page 2, we have Rosh Hashanah greetings from Anthony Albanese, Peter Dutton, Chris Minns, and Mark Speakman, and Dan Andrews.
Great. And take us to sports, Shane. What is new in the world of sports?
So there's a few things. We've had some great success by our youngest skiers at various state skiing championships, including 15-year-old Ethan Andrew Zucker from Sydney. Now, he was actually Australia's first and only athlete in the Maccabiah Winter Games in January this year in Germany. So he's continued his success. And also there's some young skiers from Melbourne who have done very, very well, including Finn Rogers and Henry Orner and his sister Sarah Orner. So congratulations to them. And just very quickly, Jonathan Froon, 21-year-old Sydney sider in karate, he's been just selected for the first time in the Australian squad, which will compete at the Karate World Championships in Budapest in next month. So congratulations to him. He'll make his debut World Championships at senior level. And finally, the World Lawn Bowls World Championships was held over the last 2 weeks in the Gold Coast. And there's a few Jewish links to that. The Israeli national team, men's and women's, competed for the whole tournament and did quite well in two events, just missing out on the playoffs. And we have two Jewish Australians also involved. Gary Lasky was actually coach of the Turkish team, and he also volunteered to help the Thai disability team, while Gary Benvenista was one of the official umpires in the World Cup. So congratulations to all of them, and well done to Israel for doing so well at the Lawn Bowls World Championships.
Amazing. And on this positive note, I would like to wish you and the Australian Jewish News a Happy New Year, Shana Tova, with lots of good news from our community. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, Amit, and Shana Tova to you and to all the listeners. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.